and welcome to the...
No, don't do that. Come on. Put your fucking soul into it.
Alright. Hello.
Come on, your soul.
Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show.
See, Alkali likes them when they're dead.
Somebody interrupted you.
Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show.
Hey, come on!
That's Dragon and Ferret together. I'm Xander and this is Alkali.
I'm not here!
He's not here. This is Pandas and this is Robbie.
Hello.
AKA Dragger, AKA The Bulge. And we are at Midwest Fur Fest 2013!
Yay! Guys, you are here for a very special Dragon Show because not only do we not have a table, but you finally get to find out if we don't wear pants while doing the Dragon Show.
All right.
Okay. Wait, he's not wearing pants.
As he's going for the belt.
Oh, God.
It's Wednesday. What? Wait.
That's Friday.
It's Friday. The con is halfway over.
Friday is not no pants day. Sorry.
Friday's the first day of the
con. Ah! Oh,
so,
my God.
So, who here has been to Con Suite so far? Yeah, hasn't the food been great? Shut the fuck up! Hasn't the food been great?
Yes. Yay.
Thank you! That's because of the dedicated staff who runs Con Suite. When you see them, thank them.
Thank you.
That's fucking better. You, later, lick my sack.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, there are proper payments for when people help run conventions. Gophers, for instance. Gophers get a hearty handshake with your middle finger slightly rubbing the palm of their hand. Always make sure, middle finger, palm of the hand. Then you go to the next level. Dedicated staff people. These are... Get that away from me!
Oh, God!
I know that trick.
Not right.
Okay. For those listening, Alkali just swallowed the microphone. And we're good.
I sounded like Vader for a second. I was so cool.
Okay.
Does anyone have a tissue?
Hello? We have more people.
Yay.
Hoppa!
Gentlemen. Okay. Then there's dedicated staff people. Dedicated staff people, you don't go for the palm of their hand. You tickle the nuts. Just a bit. Now, bear in mind, they're going to get what is called an... I totally thought I was going to get them to leave immediately. That would have been awesome. Tickle the nuts, we're gone. They will get what's called, in the fandom, an erection. Now, I say that because women don't join staff. They're either a board member or security. Because they've all...
Oh, dear. You have a stinky...
Board member, no! I haven't got to board member yet! Get over here a second! I'm standing this time. Everyone can suck my dick. Wait. Now everyone can suck their dick. Yeah, it's really weird coming into this room and seeing the step layout. Like, I've lost my height power. I don't know what to do. Yeah, fuck you. You're still not taller than me, you short bastard.
Stadium seating.
Okay, you stadium seating mother.
Revolt! We're all revolt!
You can't revolt against the tall! The tall Invader Zim proved that. I'm so glad there's Invader Zim fans in the room.
So yes, pirates. That's a segue.
Yes, butt pirates. Everyone, congratulations. Has no one really done that?
I haven't yet.
Okay, good. It is, but like, the theme is pirates.
Yes.
And we haven't brought up butt pirates more than like 100 times. Furries, what happened? You used to be cool. Used to be perverted cool. Because I had a wonderful talk with some of the board of directors here when this was still in its baby phase, and we were talking about the theme pirates. We came up with one thing to go along with the theme, because apparently the director of operations, their friend, owns a mobile, land-based pirate ship. He runs a bar out of it. We think that this ship would have fit down the hallways. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alkali, you psychopath. Stop running over miners. But wait, there's more. Because we wanted a cannon. Sponsored by Bad Dragon. And all of a sudden, you would hear down the hallway, and just a pirate ship rolling down the hallway, and all of a sudden, as about 50 dildos went flying through the air and stuck against the wall in operations. Because you know what? There's already a few dicks in there. Why not put in a few more? Why is my belt off?
First of all, this
you
is the third con. Don't say baby phase.
Baby phase?
Yeah, you said baby phase.
I'm totally in my baby phase right now. Everyone, who here's not in their baby phase?
Okay.
You motherfuckers.
And yes. Where's your pirate stuff?
Where's my pirate stuff?
Yes.
I don't really have a lot of pirate stuff.
Oh, okay. Don't you pirate things off the internet, maybe?
Do I pirate? You know, yeah,
please speak closer into the mic.
Speak closer into the mic?
Oh, God.
Is that what you're saying, Alkali? Is that better?
Oh, dear.
That works.
Dude, this
isn't
real.
You know,
I'm a ferret! This is going to be the worst podcast ever for anyone listening. It's like, is this just going to be all physical humor?
Yes.
I was proud of that, too. I'm going to stand over here until you guys finish the show.
Everyone
speaking of pirate stuff, have you all checked out me booty?
Hey!
That's more physical humor for those listening.
Yes.
You know that's not humor, Dragor. That's art.
You know, the crazy thing about being a pirate is, like, even the most successful ones were, like, alive for 2 to 3 years, and they were dead.
Well, why? Okay, think about it. You've reached the top of the world. You're a fucking pirate. And continue the conversation.
And more physical humor.
Continue the conversation!
I do know
what I'm busy
going.
Now! This is like seven fetishes. Awesome, I totally thought a staff person was just walking in.
Oh, what?
Hey, hold on, how old is Robbie?
15.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
For the legality of
this
happening, he's 18.
And he's done.
Plundering the minor booty.
It's not gold coins, it's those little chocolate wrapped gold pieces.
There's a ghost in there too, why not?
There's a what? There's ghost booty?
I saw Pirates of the Caribbean.
It goes in and out.
I don't know what just happened. I missed the show when we had a table. I've honest to God missed table. Like, what are the things you guys miss? Like, oh, I miss my mom. No, fuck you, table. That's all I fucking want right now.
Table. Would be nice. Go steal one. It's Pirate Con. We can just
okay.
go to one.
Hold on. So, yeah. I'm totally... No, do not leave Robbie. Come back, Robbie. So, right now, I'm going up against two.
Yeah.
Which we knew immediately. There's enough of us in here. Now,
yes. He
would never talk to me again. But if we all band together and go in there and take the table off the stage, we just go, but we all need pirate hats, we just storm in there, just, arr, other pirate terms, and we just run up there, grab the table with a few of us standing on top of it doing this with swords,
yes.
And then just run out, never mentioned it again, none of us ever, we all wear eye patches to conceal our identities. We'd never hear the end of it, but we'd never admit to it. Should this happen?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. I really need less friends.
No, let's not do that.
What did I do?
Should have tweeted it out ahead of time.
That's true.
Yeah, Kagi will be sitting there. He's just signaling to the ferret being a dickwad. I do not know why this is done.
The ferret's asking you to kill him.
This, I know a lot of sign language, as we all know. This means dickwad. I'm sure a lot of you knew that. And, of course, what does this mean in sign language?
Yes, hello.
Hello, or where is the restroom? My colon is full of hamsters. So just always remember, hello, where's the restroom? My colon is full, slow it down, of hamsters.
Okay.
Physical humor. Just keep going with it. Just go with it. Knock one out after the other. My hand hurts.
Okay, you need to stop being a stockbroker person, businessman, and you need to be a pirate, starting now.
We need to talk like that all night?
Yes. It starts with a table. It's a slippery slope.
We are so, okay.
I'm going to go get a table.
We don't need a table.
No.
Who thinks it's a good idea to go steal 2's table? You're all fucking bad. Oh my God, is it unanimous?
It's unanimous. Your entire panel will go.
Oh my God. The worst part is, I'm seriously considering this.
I'm serious.
But me and him had long talks about people interrupting other people's shows.
Which is why.
So we go steal every table inside of Con Suite. And the kitchen. We just go in there. I know where everything is. I put it in. Ooh, they have a walk-in fridge. If we can get the walls to that. And build our own table. We're not even based in reality anymore. Welcome to my little world. It's kind of silly. So then we take down the walls of the hotel, one less floor. I think it's going to work wonders for us. Fuck the elevators. I farted when I coughed that time. First row, you make it stay.
That was a ghost.
Would you like to show off?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So who here knows about F squared? First squared. God damn it! I was like four in a row that I called it first squared instead of F squared.
Close enough.
Yep. So my wonderful mate has been doing the con art for it, so let's cover his face so he doesn't get all embarrassed.
Okay, fine.
This is the beginning of the con art for first squared with all of our super sponsors, current super sponsors, minus a few, drawn in. So for those of you who want to get into some con art, give us a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then come to the con.
Super sponsors is $100, so it's pretty good for super sponsors.
I would think so. Yeah. But yeah, this is what my mate does with his free time. I masturbate. He makes works of art.
I'm really different.
Okay, you also masturbate. Okay, we're gonna play a little game here. And the answer is not none of them. Which one of these characters did Xander draw while furiously, not just normal, furiously masturbating while on the phone with me over Skype using our watch? Which one? Which one? Come on. Which one? Not himself. Not himself. Not Dragor.
Me.
No, not you. Not you. Well, who says? I heard it.
Cat.
No, not Channel Cat.
Fur.
You always masturbate when you draw fur. It's the only way to proper draw fur. You draw, it's one-handed. Fur. Hello, I are hamsters in my colon. That's how it works.
And that was more physical humor for those listening.
I want to go to bed.
Alkali, this is like radio. You know that, right?
No. I don't know where I am right now.
Everywhere.
This used to have water.
It did.
Vibrations, though. You know, you're there.
Anytime I'm near a microphone, you can hear the vibrations because I'm fat and I move a lot.
Okay, so is anyone like totally brought down by the freaking TV whenever you go in the elevator? It's like nothing but JFK nonstop. It's like, oh, I don't want to have sex anymore.
Well, I can honestly say that is not the case.
It did put me in the mood. I did have to have a memorial for a pair of pants recently.
Oh. Story! I'll take a drink.
Was there a second gunman?
Oh, boy was there, man.
In the grass, you know.
I had not shaved yet, correct.
Now, hold on. Had you not shaved... Or you heard it here first. Was there a shaving related incident?
Well, there was a little bit of a complication.
A little bit of a complication?
So, like, when you shave your junk, right? You kind of need to see what you're doing, right?
Okay.
So you know how there was that huge storm this weekend? So I'm in there and I'm doing my thing.
Oh no.
And it's like 4 in the afternoon, so it's pitch dark outside. And the power goes out. And it goes out right in the middle of the upstroke. On the right side. We have not done the left side yet.
Okay.
He's going to audition for Two-Face next week in the new portal. Batman.
We've all seen Pandesa's black and white half and half. Is that how you do it too?
I'm more of like the white stripes, because it's, you know, pale on one side and red on the other.
Oh.
Did I find the TMI limit? Yes!
We don't spell a TMI anymore. We're going to use more physical humor.
It's just I.
It's just I.
It's just I now. It's information.
Yar, bloody junk. I don't know. Just bringing it back to pirates.
Here's the audio file of Dragger Shaving the Night. Close. Oh my god.
Yeah, you.
Wow.
I just broke our microphone.
Never watch the game. It's just, you break it every time. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I have programs and stuff. Don't worry.
Across the room, it's just.
Yeah. It's like, oh, there's Alkali. It's like,
every once in a while, I'll say something that's, what's that word, illegal. So we'll have to find me in here.
Yeah.
And he just looks for the, because it's just waves. So, like, that's me. There's Alkali, just a wave of blue. It's like, yeah, that's him talking. Okay, there's me, there's me. I almost feel bad for you sometimes having to edit this. Where did my hat go?
It's on Robbie's junk.
Anyway.
Well, you can't put it on his head. He's got like 8 of
it's
these.
It's already on a head.
So, who in the room plans on going to a amazing, amazing new panel taking place tonight? Pandessa, stand up! Woo! Everyone applaud right now. Fine, just miss my lupus and nebula panel. That's fuck you. Fuck you.
Wow.
That's called entrapment.
Do you really want more people there?
No! Everyone go to him! Go to his panel!
No, we're going to put lupus in Grand ABC. We're going to have a 150-person lupus game.
No. Well, he does.
I didn't realize your eyes could bleed like that.
Actually, that would be great. You do your stand-up set.
Oh, my.
And then we have everyone stand up and rearrange the room into a circle. By the time we're done, I've actually walked a mile trying to pass out all the cards for lupus and Tabula. Like, all right. Everyone, go to sleep, and the moderator dies. And they're just waiting, like, when is he going to talk again? And 5 minutes later, somebody over the oh, he died. He died of a heart attack, because he's a fat ass. I'm so committed to the role that I eat pizza nonstop. But only if I have a coupon.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Coupons are the banes of his, or my existence, actually. Every time there's a frickin' pizza box in the kitchen.
It was a coupon.
There was a coupon. I have never bought a pizza without a coupon. I also have a coupon that they never collect from me.
What?
That's why there's always a coupon. The Barones by my house doesn't ever take the coupon, so technically I always have a coupon. So I've never lied to you, except for all those lies.
Okay. Anyway.
All those lies.
Like a pirate.
Like,
yarr!
I love that you keep trying to bring this home, and I'm not even in the neighborhood anymore.
Alright, so pirate things. We've got Rock in the Boat.
Huh? That is not a pirate thing. That's like a rock in the boat.
If you're doing it right, it is.
Only if you're doing it in the poop deck.
What boat are you talking about?
That's a pirate thing, poop deck. or a navy thing. Wait. Are the Navy pirates?
In the Navy, you can butt ram your friend. In the Navy, torpedo up the rear end.
Yes.
In the Navy. In the Navy.
Back to the question, is the Navy pirates? In Al-Mai's Navy, they are.
I have an Army, a Navy, and a gay Marine force. Now,
all right.
People ask me what the difference between them is. I don't know. I've never seen them from the front. But I do know that they fight crime. They fight crime, because think about this. Who is the majority of bad people in this world?
Furries.
Straight people. Why are straight people in the majority? Never getting laid. So there they are, like, hey, if I had some money, I could take out this thing, what do you call it, with the vagina and the boobs? That's one of them. That. What do you call that?
Girl.
Like this. All, no, it's not girl. This. Girl. This thing that you're doing. What is that?
Sitting?
No. The word's like right on the tip of my tongue. Cunt waffle. If you're a cunt Okay, for those of you who have heard the show before, normally I'm just tired. Now I'm like angry, sleep deprived, caffeinated, and kind of drunk. So this is just going to have to be a deal with it. I don't know why my hands are doing
it. Tickle the balls.
Tickle the balls. Yes, okay. So I'm going to just keep doing this for the rest of the panel, imagining that one of you is there. By the end of the panel, I expect somebody to guess.
One of you.
Damn it, you got it too soon! Because he's the straight guy, so he's got to rob a bank, so that means he has money. So my army is going to stop them. Now, I know what you're thinking, that you want to have sex with three people in this room, but we're going to get back to that. What you guys are thinking is always... Alkali. How is your Army, Navy, and gay Marines going to stop someone like a heterosexual male robbing a bank? Don't they always have a plan? That would be a great stereotype for straight people. They're always planning. No. You know what they're going to do? Rape.
What?
You know, think about what straight people hate the most in this world. Not watching football and being raped by faggots. I'm telling you, if you ask them, number one, like, hey, what's the thing you hate the most? Like, I hate missing football. What's the thing you hate the second? That one time I was raped by a faggot while I was robbing a bank. They fucking hate it. What do you hate? What do you hate the most? It's football. I already answered your question. If you were paying attention to the words that are coming out of my fucking cum bucket mouth.
I heard that.
Football. Thank you.
Okay. Are we saying the new form of gay pride is raping straight people during the football game?
Oh, God. God bless America.
I think we have a new idea for the gay pride float.
It's just Joe Montana passing a football into a really wide ass. And then the best part is it passes it back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kegels.
You're not allowed to say that word.
Do you have anything to add to this?
I'm completely lost right now. I normally would love to add in, but honestly, the energy between you three, I feel like the odd man out for some reason tonight.
Pandas, you are never the odd man out. The three of us are odd enough. You're the straight man up here, which is really weird.
Wait,
the dragon show really never wanted a straight man. Go rob a bank.
You can rape him during the football game.
Oh my God, guys! Who wants to rape Pandas?
Yeah.
You guys are dicks. You guys are fucking dicks. Pandas, we all want to rape you. Everyone in this room.
Oh, dear God. More physical humor for those listening at home.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I do believe that was the most technical butt scoot I've ever seen.
Said that took talent. All right, so, okay, you're right. Pandas, I do apologize. I'm standing up here just spouting whatever shit comes from back here to up here. I'm assuming the speech center is right here because this right now is just Cheerios because that's all I really ate today. Cheerios, they're not donut seeds. Fuck everyone who thinks that Cheerios is a healthy breakfast, which is why I always eat them with donuts.
I thought they were donuts. I tried to plant a Cheerios tree when I was a kid.
I believe you because you're Canadian and therefore statistically less intelligent than us. Why would you laugh at that? That was supposed to be the dead one where he got to retort against me. You're all bad people. I bet you one of you had sex with the cunt waffle.
Well, at least one did, hopefully.
I'm so sorry. Like, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you after this.
So I feel until someone throws a chair.
Well, somebody tried to throw a chair. He tried to throw a chair with his ass. That was pretty impressive. Okay, so instead of me taking this over, guys, what kind of a room are we in right now?
Does anyone smell bacon?
I totally smell bacon.
So much bacon. I thought it was
you, motherfuckers.
I thought I was losing my mind. I was sitting like, what's going on? Everyone else just talking. I was like,
hey, let's just bring like pizza to the panel and make everyone else go.
No, nothing to say. Nothing to say.
Did you bring enough for the whole class?
Uh-oh.
I heard that. Just eat the pizza.
Okay, I just want to see if the suit can eat pizza.
You don't have holes.
Oh my God.
I have a hole.
Yeah, but it's the one you can eat out of.
What?
Give me 10 minutes.
Oh.
If you really want something, I can feed you.
Oh, I just got that. He's 15, dude.
He can only have pizza if it's a coupon.
No.
But he never expires.
No, because he was 15 in the prehistoric age, so he's like 8 billion and 15 now.
I'm so not interested.
So
in
now it's geriatric sex.
I'm dead.
Never. I'm so into you right now.
Jurassic pork.
Jurassic pork.
Dude, we're totally making gasoline out of you after this.
Why do I have a dinosaur ass?
Oh, God.
Wah, wah.
Oh, my God, I actually couldn't pun back. I am way too tired to be doing this. Okay, I'm going to let these guys take over for a minute by doing this. What kind of a room are we in right now?
We are in a lecture hall.
And what normally takes place in a lecture hall?
Lectures.
Lectures at a...
Furcon.
School.
At a school. Did you bring it up for the whole class? We're in a school now. Right. So there's only one person in this group that is qualified to teach a class.
What? Oh no, it's the History Channel.
Welcome. I actually do. Mm-hmm. It's not that easy. Welcome to our first history lecture. History.
A what?
Say it!
Hysterectomy.
History. Our first class is, of course, on pirates and hysterectomies. Because, as we all know, they are combined in such a way. That's wonderful. It's such a wonderful thing, a hysterectomy and pirates. Because the eye patch isn't for what you think. Professor Panda, would you teach us about the booty call?
Oh.
Pirate! called?
Oh, yes, the ancient thing, the booty call, yes. It's actually a very rarely known thing, the pirate booty call. It's a sought-after thing. Usually only the chieftains, the captains, as they were called, of their industry of pirating, got the actual booty, even though all the underlings did all of the work. So they would send them out and go, find me the booty, and then they would get all the pleasure out of it. Kind of like how business works today as well.
I just crack it up.
Let's see, the booty call. The booty call. Few people know the actual sound of the booty call is yarr!
I don't have any.
Thank you very much. Now, Robbie, there's something that you must explain to this classroom. The origin of the hook!
Oh, no.
That's right, it's their fucking turn to improv. Fuck everyone.
So, like, okay, so some of my classmates are raptors, right? And they got this hook toe? Man, they can do this cool thing with it. Now, first they'll be like, hey, you want to see something cool? And you're like, okay. And they go, hey, grab your ankles. And you're like, why? But okay. And then you do. And you hear this like, hi-ya! And they supposedly do a backflip, but I was busy grabbing my ankles, right? And then it hooks in, and it hits this button. And then you like, your eyes burst out of your sockets. Wait, what are we talking about?
Something horrible.
The hook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that brings me back.
So have any raptors in the
audience? I'm kind of hungry.
Okay.
I must ask everyone here, who's seen the episode of Archer where they replace Archer with a raptor? Okay. So you guys know what Archer is? Okay, there's an episode of Archer, the very first episode. They took out Benjamin Johnson, or whatever his name is.
John Benjamin.
And they replaced him with a raptor. And it's an entire 20-minute episode. He has no lines. It's just fucking raptor
noise.
Well,
he has a lot, yeah.
But you have to remember, what is the line from the first episode that just killed it, knocked it out of the park? Does anyone remember the line at the very end of the first episode?
Is this half of an erection?
Like, oh my god, you have an erection! And that's why I know me and my friends are going to die and go to hell one day. Because there wasn't one of us in the room. We all watched it for the first time together. It was dead silence going into that scene. And all of us were thinking the same thing, but we didn't realize it. Every one of us was thinking, oh my god, Archer Raptor isn't wearing pants. Are they going to show a giant raptor erection? Not fucking one of us was thinking this is a step. No. Giant dinosaur dick, and all of us were disappointed while laughing. The worst kind of laughter. Like, that's still really funny. No raptor dick.
Yeah, we were one raptor dick away from an orgy.
If there was a raptor dick, I think we would have all fucked at that point. We were all really turned on by the idea of Raptor Archer, because you know, Archer.
Oh, dear God.
Oh,
it's okay.
They deserved it. Fuck you! You think being a pirate is cool? It's a pirate now. I don't want to know. Oh, there's never anything in any glasses.
Wow!
Nice.
It's in love with me.
That everyone can see.
That's the first.
Humor. Yes,
physical humor
for the listeners.
Stop shoving that in my mouth.
No.
Everyone can see.
Excuse me, professor. Fake top hat. Yeah, I just called you a fucking professor. Okay.
Professor.
We're just gonna shut up. We're going with it. Okay. Could you explain something to the group?
Okay.
Swashbuckling.
Swashbuckling?
Swashbuckling. How big of a buckle do you need to swashbuckle? The origins of swashbuckling. Add to the belt! This really hurts my voice. Start answering the fucking question.
Well, you see, the swashbuckling is much like courting in Skyrim, where you need to wear it out on display to say, I'm ready for a good walloping swashbuckling. Now, given the irony of wearing this belt buckle, you're not wearing pants. So, it's definitely just for display, and it really helps when you would have LED lights. I believe that's historically accurate. They had LED lights in the buckle of the swashbuckling.
The swashbuckling.
During a rave is when they would pick up their swashbuckling partner, where they would be on ecstasy and, hey, yar, do me in me booty. And then the swashbuckling would begin. That is a brief history of swashbuckling.
Well done. Well done.
No, you're wrong. That was terrible.
No, it was. You know what I came up with when I asked you that question? Like, belt buckle. I took off my belt. I remember the last time I was pantsless, and then it went from there. That's the end of that story.
Okay, favorite pirate.
Huh?
Favorite pirate.
Oh my god, Blue Balls.
Blue Balls?
Blue Balls the pirate.
Yarr, it's Blue Balls.
And you know what the worst part is?
How did you know my pirate character?
Because I've seen all the pictures. He looked like an elephant for a short time with a really weird beard.
Don't worry, I'll finish it later.
Yarr, I never get any time to jerk off. You keep on interrupting.
It's
me, Blue Balls.
I've been searching for booty for Yarr on 40 years. Have not discovered any yet.
Man, you suck at being a pirate.
I do.
The angriest pirate, because I can't get off.
Well, you know why. And here's the worst part. If I were a pirate, and we all know I'd immediately cut off my hand and get a pair. I almost said a pirate.
Okay. Another pirate.
There's a miniature pirate on my shoulder. So, I'm there, and I cut off my hand, and I put a miniature pirate on my shoulder. And I cut off, and I got a penis leg. Okay, so we're all on the same page now. Awesome. This would be the exact... Hey, physically human.
This big.
Okay.
That's Danger Zone.
More physical humor.
And that's exactly how it would go. After, of course, I got to that point where I needed to masturbate. 10 minutes into being a pirate. I would totally survive it. My friends have talked about this. I will never die. I will just become paraplegic.
Hold on. Pirates are pretty... They have ingenuity and all.
They do have a lot of ingenuity. That's why they managed to be like this.
Remember how Captain Hook had all the different replacement hands?
Are you talking about which Captain Hook?
Ooh.
The one from
Dustin
the movie. Yeah, Dustin Hook. Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman.
From Hook.
Robin Williams.
I thought Robin Williams was Hook.
No, Robin
Williams
was Miss
Doubtfire.
Oh,
wait,
sorry. He was Miss Doubtfire.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be just a better movie if it was just Mrs. Doubtfire out of nowhere? He goes through this amazing transformation, like, it's Peter! What the hell? Hello!
And then they all die and they go into a piece of art and they're paddling through paint and they're robbing other people paddling through paint. We just combine all of his fucking movies. Fuck it, we're gonna call it Everyone's Wet Dream.
I think you and I are the only ones who saw that movie. So
You guys never seen Wet Dreams May Come?
Wet
Dreams.
All right.
Similar movie.
Well, my point was Captain Hook, I bet she had a fleshlight hand
point.
Too.
A fleshlight? Okay, think of the angle. No. Think of the angle on that. Like, my hand is flexible. That's why I can masturbate like a monkey. Like,
okay, all right, wait. Dicks can move. So take it from a teenager who knows how to masturbate with anything.
Just, oh my god! Like, 7 things went through my head and none of them were things you should masturbate with. Ew!
All they'd have to do is make it in like a hook pat, like seriously, so screw it on and then a hook fleshlight.
Oh my god.
No, just imagine the angle, because it'd have to be pretty much flesh with your arms. Like, this isn't comfortable, but I mean, at some point, you just gotta go for broke.
Hey, more physical humor.
Yeah, okay, there's a terrible movie out there that has, I thought, one of the best moments in it. Has anyone ever seen a. 8 days a week.
8 days a week?
Eight days a week.
What?
It's like a teen movie, and I don't know why, but
it's
it was on.
It's a
Beatles
song, right?
Yeah, but it was on in the background. I think I was probably masturbating. So there's one scene where this kid is basically talking about, dude, if you really need to get off, just get a fresh watermelon. Just get. And I had heard that, and I kind of looked at the TV, and I was confused, and I went back to doing what I was doing. Later in the movie, I just looked up at the screen, and there's a scene that they were talking fairly straightforward to each other, no comedy in the scene, but they were eating watermelon and every piece had a hole in it. They didn't mention it. It was one of the best physical jokes I have ever. I didn't see any of the rest of the movie. All I remember was earlier scene, half an hour before, about fucking a watermelon. Watermelon with a hole in it. So I've made it a point to tell all my friends how I masturbate with watermelons.
Wait, but
and I got a melon baller.
Yes.
And now all my watermelons.
Alkali, I have an important details question.
What?
How big was the hole?
Oh.
It's a melon baller. Oh.
I got nothing, you pervert. This movie was like about coming of age. They were minors.
You said coming, haha. Coming.
So are the seeds like STDs?
What? It better be. Oh my god, that better be a seedless watermelon. That one felt better. The beginning of a finish.
You see, remove seeds.
Don't fuck a pumpkin. Do not fuck. Do not. Whoa.
A jerko lantern?
Do not fuck a pumpkin. There are three reasons not to fuck a pumpkin. One, sometimes when I carve pumpkins, I break the knife off inside of it. Hey, look. Bitches need to die. I feel better, now I carve a real pumpkin. Two, if you're going to fuck a pumpkin, you want to do it in the mouth. You'll look like a rapist. You carve the pumpkin, and it's smiling, baby. It wanted it. Oh, sometimes you carve it winking, and you just look down at your fuck pumpkin. But there's the problem, because you never actually take the innards out. And the innards are long and stringy, so when you're done, you have to go like all the way out to here before the vomit pumpkin just finishes up. And you know what? Yeah, it turns on the people who are in the room with me. That's fine. But you know what? That's just not for me. When I fuck a pumpkin, or any fruit for that matter, my dick should come out clean as a fucking whistle. I don't want pumpkin jizz. I don't know. I'm giving you time to think of something else.
Wait. So, Xander, are you a fruit dragon?
Yes, why?
He's a banana butt.
Banana butt, yeah.
You're totally a banana butt.
Okay, so, but you're under your rape pumpkin. I'm just thinking about this. This is totally something we could sell. I mean, if you clean it out right, nice and everything, and if you, the face in the front will just be crying, and then the holes in the back, and then the insides are white, just to, you know, hide whatever.
See, but I don't want to stop there. Okay. You know me. If you're gonna do, if you're gonna pull a prank, like, that's the best part about my job. We just fuck with each other, and it really gets me through the day because we found each other's limits. And we realize that every day you have to break those, or else they're not going to grow as people. If I gave somebody a fuck pumpkin, even as a joke, so I'm showing up to your fucking house, and I'm going to give you a fuck pumpkin, and I'm going to make sure you fuck that fuck pumpkin, probably with Viagra and some kind of other pill that makes you like pumpkins. I don't know. Tylenol. That might do it.
Old Spice.
Old Spice. Just spray the fucker with an axe. And then you just see a lead. But that's only the beginning. The next day you wake up. Oh, wonderful day. Your seventh time masturbating, you're finally ready to go get the newspaper. 700 pumpkins on your lawn just with shocked looks on it. It's family! Did you know pumpkins have 700 family members? They're not even like cockroaches. Orkin can come in there and kill those cockroaches. You know what kills pumpkins? Give me a chance to think of something, I'll tell you. Xander, what kills pumpkins?
Alkali.
And I'm there fucking all 700 pumpkins. Do you have any idea how much alkali juice is going to be all... And then there's the pumpkin and it's all over the place.
And then you wake up and you go, oh my gourd.
Okay, you need to be selling these pumpkins... Or no. You need to be giving these pumpkins to people
for
Christmas. Just to fuck with it. Like, what? Why? Merry Christmas, here's a pumpkin.
And you know the worst part would be? The one, like, I get all my friends full-size pumpkins. The one guy I don't really like, you just get a pumpkin like this. Hey!
No. See, you give them the rape pumpkins at Halloween, and then you give them pumpkin juice for Christmas.
That's not eggnog.
Sweet, yet salty.
So I gave a straight friend of mine eggnog for the first time in his life, didn't even know what it was. And I told him, try it, and I'll tell you afterwards. He took one sip, kind of swished it, spit it back into the glass, said, you're a fucking pervert, and dumped it. Like, it's not all cum! I can't make a bottle like that and without missing a beat. Dead serious. He looked at me. You can't, but you and all your fucking friends can. And he was pissed for like 20 minutes. He was sure that me and my friends filled up a Dean's bottle of fucking... I was about to call it a hurricane. Why are we doing a podcast?
Well, how about it's questions time? Let's go with questions.
That's a thing we do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if anyone has questions for us for any reason...
Any pumpkin or pirate...
Or pirate.
Pumpkin pirates.
Pumpkin pirates.
Fair question.
Where are more of the pirate jokes?
Yeah.
All in his booty.
They've been stolen, matey.
I still want to see you as Blue Balls the Pirate. I
Blue
really
Balls
do.
The Pirate.
Yes.
Blue Balls the Pirate would
you'll
be
You'll have your own.
I'll be in a pirate outfit. I'll just have blue hair just coming right out through the crotch with my zipper down.
Just have the pantaloons with the little blue hair sticking out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got a question in the back.
All right, so you are a pirate now. What is your, like, personalized Jolly Roger? What makes your Jolly Roger different?
My personalized Jolly Roger? I don't draw on it.
Alkaline.
I just let it... That stays exactly where it is.
What's the Jolly... Oh, the thing on the front.
You're in...
Sandbags!
Okay.
Shut up!
The thing on the front? That's also my dick. Like, the thing on the front...
No, you know how there's, like, a golden bitch on the front? And she's like,
a golden bitch!
Yarr!
I'm sorry.
Here is
hey,
the golden
whoa,
bitch.
Whoa. A little bit of respect. They're called cunt waffles.
Direct the cunt waffles.
Direct the cunt. Arr! Towards cunt! Now going a little bit towards waffle. Straight cunt waffle. I don't know why, but this word is amusing me to no end. Where did I waffle on?
Okay,
waffle. Oh my yeah, god, dude! Word. That's when you circumcise a cunt waffle. It's a waffle iron. Thank you. I was actually trying to think of quarterize, but all I came up with was circumcise.
Okay.
Shut up!
Good thing
of
hair, something bad.
Jolly Rogers, anyone?
All right, we are asked a question.
What? Now, don't laugh, but mine's a carrot.
What? Why is it a carrot?
Because it's kind of like a dick and I'm a herbivore.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Hold on, does it have a little green thing coming off the back?
Yes.
Okay,
why?
Okay.
Oh, difficult question for you.
It's sprouting.
It was funny, like, actually, if you look at all of the historical Jolly Rogers, a lot of them are really terrible.
Who's your scene?
We don't have any artists on the boat.
All right.
We made a stick figure.
So Jolly Roger, that's like the Jolly Roger, that's the flag,
it's the,
right?
The skull across.
Yeah. Okay, so my Jolly Roger, it would probably be a cup of Tim Hortons coffee sitting on a donut with a beaver trying to hoist it in the air, sitting on, I don't know, it's mountains of maple syrup, probably.
Not Canadian enough.
The flag would be made of maple bacon. It would be woven together of maple bacon.
Oh my god, please tell me there's Canadian pirates in ice boats just kind of like floating around out there.
You have to leave the flag, you know, after you get done plundering.
Oh yeah, we stole your booty, we're sorry.
Thanks for the booty. We'll pay it back in 10 easy payments.
Us pirates have
okay.
Medical for all.
Yes. We stole your money, but we gave you free healthcare.
Yes.
Oh, and what's your Jolly Roger?
I don't know. A butt, I guess.
Just a butt. I love, like, all of us are, like, racking our brains up here. Like, okay, I'm going to do carrot, and I'll have a tail on, and then I'm going to do can, and I'll be like, but! But because Alkali's going to say something stupider, so fuck you. But
it'd be like an animated butt because you're a programmer, right?
Oh my god, it just shoots shit at them. Please tell them. It's they're like, wow, that flag's...
What?
Xander's...
Survey.
Xander's flag would be animated and it would be like a GIF.
Yeah.
And it would be like a butt, like, you know, like throwing poop at the poof.
No, I wanted to actually throw poop.
I was thinking it'd be like a tractor beam pulling the ships closer.
Dude, do not tractor beam poop.
Is my flag just going to be like an LCD that'll break like every 2 seconds?
I'm very sorry that the first thing you heard was, don't tractor beam poop. Seriously, if you want a tractor beam poop, I'm not going
to
judge you.
That's a level.
You're allergic to poop? He's got an itchy butt. Okay, so.
We have any other questions?
Okay, no. What was the first question?
Jolly Roger.
Your turn.
I actually had one back there. I have no fucking idea what it was now.
Well,
so we're gonna make it
top
up.
Hat.
Doing no, it cannot just be a top hat.
A ferret crawling out of a TARDIS.
It can't.
Ooh,
a ferret. Okay, a ferret crawling out of a TARDIS. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And everyone just looks at it because pirates always have the best cable access to BBC, so they'll all understand my fucking Jolly Roger. You know what I'm going to use? I'm going to use the Jolly Roger, but before he was dead, and it's just that forever alone guy, and he's just sitting there like, oh, we might as well just let him steal from us. Is that Alkali? Yeah. He's coming to work the top hat again. This is really sad. Do you see that jacket? He's still fucking wearing that jacket. Yeah, just give it to him. Just This is basically what I hear at work every day when they talk about my job. Just let him stay. He doesn't know he was fired. Just let him sit at the computer. He doesn't have a keyboard. There's one for you. Hmm? When me and John worked together,
okay.
He stole my keyboard. We practical jokes all day long. He's one of my best friends. So we were sitting there fucking with each other. So finally, he just got sick of us like doing little things. So he just reached over, grabbed my keyboard, and threw it because it was wireless. And our boss happened to be walking in at that moment. So he just stares over our shoulder. We both look at him, both look down, and in unison, and we've never done it before, but it just worked out. We both just looked at our tables and did this.
Our physical humor for the listeners.
Now, I just started doing that, and Bob let us go. He's like, just go pick up your keyboard.
Okay, we'll try one more. Any more questions?
We have more questions.
No, probably not.
Oh,
everyone's
God.
Tired.
Ah, crap. Everyone's what, Iggy?
Alkali, would you...
Fuck you!
What?
Yeah. God damn it!
Sign the combo.
Is this for Bit?
Yes.
Did he put you up to this again?
No.
You know what? He's not here.
No, it's for him, though.
Okay, hold on. I didn't draw a dick because... Yeah, I'll draw it for the
radio. So while he's signing...
If only you had a table.
What, when you're talking?
We need a table.
Somebody give me a blue marker. This is going to be blue balls. Here, I drew a dick for you.
Yay.
It's the best art ever. I drew a stick figure dick, which really doesn't represent me that well.
Now, live, do you want a blue pen?
What? No. Yes.
Like a 90 degree.
Yes, well, the guy's like, okay, look, if the dick is like this, that means he's going to fuck you. If it's like this, that means we're lazy and you should ride it. It's not upside down. The car is upside down. Oh. Ah. Ride the dick!
Ride the dick?
Ride the... Oh, my God, I have a new con thing.
Ride the dick, con.
Ride
the
dick.
Like, just do it.
This is not going to be good.
First square, ride the dick.
I don't think you realize what you've done.
Dude, we came up with bad idea con. I think we all know what
bad
we've
decisions.
Done. Bad decision con, that was it.
It's just like all of the con artists. It's a fox with X's in its eyes and a beer blonde coming out of its ass.
Oh my God, that gives you so many great ideas.
Of course.
For foxes.
Ah, yeah.
But it's because they're cock warmers.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Yes.
The S Draken?
Dildos.
Wonderful invention. Can you believe there was a world before dildos? Could you imagine?
No, there wasn't. They keep excavating shit. Like, they found an old wooden one, they found a stone one.
Okay, alright, pause. At this point, like, okay, if this was the 60s, if this was the 50s, and they were excavating dildos, this would be a huge find. Like, holy crap, they dug up a dick that people use on themselves. This is amazing. But no, that's not what it is anymore. Have you seen the dildos of today? Hmm. They could dig up a medieval fridge like, oh my God, a dildo! And then go on the Bad Dragon website like, yep, it's right there. It doesn't fucking matter what they look like at this point. They're a dildo. See that thing right there? That could be a dildo. Dildo? 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 I don't know. I really can't picture that as a dildo. But, you know, you get the idea.
I just had an idea. I realized.
A dildo idea?
You know, all the peace-loving countries, they have the most dildos, right? So we need to...
I don't know where you got this study.
Okay. To the Middle East.
Dildo bombs.
We just like dildos for deserts.
Bang!
Can we just see like the just planes coming out and
just
tons and tons of dildos
flying out, impaling.
Yes,
the Americans are back.
That would give a new meaning to D-Day.
Very nice.
Oh my God. I want to throw dildos out of a plane now. Oh my God, think if you were driving. Da-da-da, da-da, boom.
It doesn't stop.
Oh, no. Just the windshield.
That's just going to make it wiggle, though.
If you had a dildo fall onto your fucking car from space, wouldn't you want it to boinks a little bit?
Boinks? Really?
Boinks.
Yes, I think we have time. I think
I
it's time.
My life. I hate my life.
We want to thank everybody for coming. I know it's really hard to find this place, and There's
it's like the clit
going on.
It's
yeah,
the
it's like the clit. But once you find it, oh my god, so worth it.
The tech center is the clit of MFF. Woohoo!
Oh, that's totally a thing now, guys. Right, this room is from now on known as the clit center. If you find it, you pleasure the cut waffles.
What's mean the G spot?
No one has ever found the G spot.
It's out there.
It's the, right. There's.
It is legend of all
the beginning of the journey.
All right, we're wrapping it up. I'm Xander.
I'm Alkaloid.
I'm Pendez.
I'm Robbie.
All right, thanks everybody. Good night.
Guys, thank you so fucking much.